I brought the Wiseye home to pattern the deer on my property, but what I found is I have a very patternable coyote. No problem. The trigger speed on the Wiseye lets me know as soon as he's in range of the camera. The flash lets me see him no matter where he is. And the speed that the camera sends the pictures to my telephone will ensure that he's not trying to get Carl Wayne the kitty cat on his menu anymore. Check them out at the Digital Outdoor Store on Facebook, Amazon, or at their website, WiseEyeTechnologies.com. We're going to be talking a little crappie fishing again tonight. It's tournament season 2023. Going to get kicked off at the end of this month in beautiful Lake Darbo on the American Crappie Trail, the ACT. Going to get kicked off. Got five stops this year. Louisiana, Mississippi, and Oklahoma. Got some information from Keaton on that. The MC for the ACT. I'm telling you, this dude, he talks more than I do. Good guy, a lot of information, different format, going to follow the MLF format. We're going to have marshals. I signed up to be a marshal. I encourage you to sign up to be a marshal. It should be a good time. So let's listen to what Keaton's got to say, and I'm telling you, you're going to like it. Share this podcast with your friends, share it with your family, and I hope you enjoy it. Got some major tournaments, crappie tournaments starting pretty soon. And I got a guy with me tonight that I've only talked to him a handful of times, and I can already tell this guy talks about as much as I do. How you doing, Keaton?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing good, man. So now tell us a little bit about your background. Tonight we're going to talk about the American Crappie Trail. But first, I like to give the listeners a little background on who they're listening to. So tell me a little bit about you.
Yeah, so my name is Keaton Sandstaffer. I grew up in a small town near McAlester, Oklahoma. Basically, I grew up in Indianola, graduated high school from Canadian, Oklahoma, and I have literally been living on Eufaula Lake here in Oklahoma my entire life. Fishing has been a huge part of my life. For as long as I can remember, I've been fishing on the front of a boat. Crappie fishing, really, about 4 years ago, I'd crappie fished my whole life to eat, basically. And about 4 years ago, I got into the competitive side of it, and realized that it's definitely something that, I really enjoy. I really enjoy getting my kids out there. I actually took my son out today and got on the water with him. When I really got into the sport of crappie fishing, then I realized, man, I want to make this something bigger than it is right now, because Bass World's been known for years and it's huge and the crappie industry is just growing. So when I got into the crappie fishing and whatnot, that's how I became a part of the American Crappie Trail. I just love to fish. It's a passion of mine. I actually this year didn't even touch a bow or a gun to get out and hunt just because I'm strictly stuck to a fishing rod on the front of a boat, because it's my favorite thing to do. I'm truly passionate about it. And getting to be a part of something to grow the industry of crappie fishing for our younger generations to come.
You know, it's funny you say that about you didn't pick up a gun or a bow. Where I'm at in North Louisiana, I'm seeing a lot of that trend myself. A lot of guys, now don't get me wrong, they'll hunt, you know, early season. But as soon as that rut's done around Thanksgiving, these guys are getting ready for crappie fishing. And man, they're on the lakes and they're out here trying to, you know, get better at what they're doing. And like you said, it's a growing sport. Definitely.
Absolutely. You know, crappie fishing, used to is just, you know, the springtime you get out there on the banks and you hit the banks and that's the only time people think that the crappie, bite. But crappie are all year kind of fish. You can find them nearly all year long, here in Oklahoma, where I live here on Eufaula. You can find fish all year long pretty easy in the same depth of water. Like right now, I'm catching fish in 11 to 17 foot of water here in Oklahoma, and you can go out and catch a limit in a matter of an hour and a half. And here on Eufaula, that's 37 fish. So it's definitely it's growing, and that's what I'm looking forward to. I'm not saying to get away from hunting because I'm definitely going to be getting back into the hunt in the next few years just to show my kids how it's done. And that way they can grow up knowing how to hunt and fish, like, just as I have. And so, but the sport of crappie fishing, I would love to see it get to the point that people are so consumed with crappie fishing that they begin to put the other things to the back burner.
Yeah. And you know, it's, I think it's like you said, you know, a lot of people, all they want to know is fishing. All they know is fishing crappie during the spring when they're pulling in. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it's a totally different aspect when you, like, when you're not watching a bobber, when you're not watching a cork, and you know what, and then you feel that thump on that line. Man, that is.
That's right.
That's definitely infectious. That's almost as infectious as shooting a deer with a bow right there. I mean, it's definitely, yeah, it'll get you started.
I had a guy on a boat yesterday, and we were dropping on a fish that was probably right at 3 pounds, and we just couldn't get her to eat, but he was so nervous that he looked like he had buck fever. He was sitting up there just trembling because she was so big, but she wouldn't eat. So it's definitely, to me, I get the exact same rush watching a 2 pound, even just a 2 pound fish turn on a jig and eat it, as I do when a big buck walks in.
Yeah, and I got to go out not long ago and fish the first time with the forward facing sonar. And dude, mm-hmm. that was very stimulating. I mean, it wasn't like the old cast out there and hope they're there. It's I'm gonna throw out there, I'm gonna try to get it to take it, and if not, I'm gonna come back and try it one more time, and then we're gonna move on. It's just constant stimulation, you know, and it was fun.
Yeah, yeah. You know, forward facing sonar has changed the game in the crappie world, and a lot of, you know, you got your locals and things that think that the forward facing sonar is a cheating tool, but like I've told many people, that forward-facing sonar doesn't make them bite. You just know that when you're there, that those fish are there. And so in hopes that when you drop your jig or whatever bait you may drop on them, they turn and eat it. So,
yeah, I like to.
It takes a lot of work.
When somebody kind of says that the forward-facing sonar is like kind of cheating, I ask them, I said, do you deer hunt? And they usually will say, yeah. I said, do you run trail cameras? And they kind of look at me and say, same thing. I said, just because you got them on camera don't mean you're going to kill them.
That's right. Exactly. You can see them on camera all day, but that doesn't mean you're going to take the one you want.
So now the ACT, let's talk about it for a little bit. How did you get in with the ACT?
All right. So I got into the ACT. I have always watched ACT from pulling back when Matt Morgan owned it. Then it went into Jamie, which was their MC when Matt owned it. Jamie bought it. And then just about June of last year, Blake bought it. And the first time I met Blake, and how I come about getting involved with his family was I was fishing Crappie Masters, the National Trail and Crappie Master side. And we were actually at Darbo, believe it or not. And so I'm going to kind of give you a story of how we got acquainted with Blake on a personal basis. We were at Darbo. And it was a 2-day tournament there, you know, right there at Red's Tails and Shells, just like the weigh-in's going to be here in the next few weeks. And Dad and I go out, and we have an outstanding day on day one. I mean, we're coming in with pushing 16 pounds on day one, and we're excited, right? And we're pumped up, and we hadn't put ourselves in that position ever in the national trail. We've been top 10 and top 20 pretty easy, but never put ourselves in the position to have a chance of winning, right? And we come in on day one, and we're so excited. We get in a rush. And what I didn't know is my dad had stuck an extra fish in the live well.
Hmm.
When I go to throwing them in the ice chest, I ended up throwing all 8 of them. We don't recount them. And we get up there, and Blake, he had just kind of taken the trail over. We were the first people he ever had to disqualify. So from that point forward, we kind of got acquainted, and he, you know, we got teased for a while about having 8 fish and all that good stuff. But that's how we come apart, is by fishing Crappie Master side of it and getting to know Blake. And so when Blake took over the trail, he had an MC prior that was going to do it, but wasn't going to be able to do 2023. So he was gonna do it, but then kind of something happened where he couldn't, or whatever it may have been. But Blake didn't have anybody. And so Blake thought, well, you know, Keaton's done a lot of seminars than I had for the crappie fishing world, you know. And he asked me, and I told him, yeah, I'll do it. But it started off with Crappie USA. He asked us to MC Crappie USA. And so he was going to keep all the trails separate with the MC. But after he asked me for Crappie USA when he was in search of somebody for the American Crappie Trail, he asked me. And I'm super pumped up about getting to be a part of both of those trails. And still getting to fish the Crappie Masters Elite side and Crappie Masters. I'm excited about getting to fish those, but I'm also, I don't know, I'm just as excited to get out there and get to meet these new anglers, get to meet the new marshals that will be coming on with the American Crappie Trail, getting to hang out and be the waymaster for those tournaments. So that's how it come about, me getting to know him through a disqualification and then him finding out that I'm a speaker and I can speak in front of anybody and doesn't really bother me.
That's a cool story, man, that you know, unfortunate, but it really worked out. Sometimes I saw something the other day on social media. It says, sometimes when something doesn't work out for you, it actually worked out for you. And
that's right. That's right. And that's the deal. We come in on day two with the same way to that tournament, or pretty close to the same way. And we'd have been right there in contention to be in the top three, top five, somewhere in there, possibly win it. And, since we were DQ'd on day one, we basically started over, but we ended up placing second in the bottom. Usually Rhett's and them, all y'all down there, put on a bottom 30 tournament, and we ended up cashing a check. So come back, and we went out and fished hard, even though we knew there wasn't a chance to win it, but we fished hard, and it paid off. So
it's good stuff.
That's how we come about getting to know Blake, and just through fishing professionally, that's how we have taken on this, and they realize I'm a preacher, so I can talk to anybody.
That's right. That's right. Now, you said last year you did get to wet your whistle, your little MC whistle, a little bit, didn't you?
Yes, I did. I actually I done the Ouachita River in Louisiana. I actually MC'd. That was my first tournament to MC, I believe. Nope, it was Grenada or the Ouachita River. I can't remember which one was first, but I MC'd both of those. I MC'd the national championship and a tournament prior to that. So it was definitely when I jumped into the MC role of tournament side of it. So I really enjoyed it. You know, learning to talk to the cameras and things like that, that's the hard part for me.
Yeah, so just to kind of put an image with his voice, if you guys go to the American Crappie Trail Facebook page, you'll see a video. Scroll down just a little bit, you'll see a video with a really, you know, a buff-looking guy who's very energetic. And that's him. That's the guy right here.
That's me. I don't have that beard anymore. That beard got cut off. It's trimmed down a little
bit. Dude, what happened, man? That beard could have been your signature, man.
Man, that beard was starting to hurt. You get out there in the boat and you go for a ride and the wind made it hurt. So I was like, I can't handle it no more.
I got you. I understand. Last year, you got to do the championship. So last year was a pretty good year. I'm sitting here looking at the Angler of the Year standings. Now, Hayden and Dan Jeffries won the championship, didn't they?
Yes, sir, they did.
That's a duo that's coming on pretty strong. They're going to be – they may be some trouble for some guys this year.
Oh, that's a team that everybody in the crappie world chases. You can't say anything bad about the guys because they're just good people. Hayden, you know, he's 22, I believe, 22, 23 years old, young and in the game, and he's got his head screwed on right. And man, I'm telling you, that duo is definitely hard to contend against. He's got something figured out, and he's doing something a little different than everybody else, and whatever it is, it's paying off for him. I think, if I remember hearing right, I think they fish somewhere in the neighborhood of 22, 23 tournaments, and I think 20 of those tournaments, 20 of those, they were top 10 or top 5. And they won, I don't know how many of them, but he's made the most money in the crappie industry of any tournament fisherman that I'm aware of.
Yeah, he made some bank last year.
Now, I'm guessing around $220,000 somewhere. There's what he made crappie fishing tournaments.
That is crazy, man.
So very impressive. The kid, I mean, Hayden's just outstanding. I mean, he moves so quick, and what he's got figured out that all of us don't have figured out. I'm still working on that. I'm trying to figure out what it is.
Yeah, he's. I'm looking at the Angler of the Year standings. He and his dad finished 15th, and they only fished two tournaments.
Yeah. See, I mean, you finish 15th and you only fish two tournaments, and that's probably because they fished, you know, the national championship. They finished first, and the other one, they were probably top five in the other.
Well, I take that back. They fished three. They fished Washington, Grenada, and the championship, which both Washington and Grenada were going to be in Mississippi. But the championship.
Yeah, Washington.
Yeah.
Washington, I believe, he placed real high in Washington. And he placed real high in, at Grenada. I think, you know, when he fished Grenada, did he win that one too?
I think so. I'm looking.
I think he won it and then won the national championship back to back, didn't he?
Yeah, that's right.
I believe that's right.
I've met him when he came over here. It was like we had the senator or the legislators come up and fish Darbonne so they could kind of get familiar with the lake and that area and whatnot. And Hayden came up and helped out. Really down to earth guy. Really, I mean, he was a good dude, you know.
Absolutely.
Hadn't fished, and this was in September. He hadn't fished Darbonne since February, I think he said. And I think he still came in second place. I mean, just hadn't been up here hardly, hadn't been up here all summer, just dropped in. And I'm like, good Lord, the man can, and he's really easy to talk to, you know.
Absolutely.
Good guy for the industry, man. He's a real good spokesperson.
He's good for the industry, and, you know, we need, and I'm going to say this so people, listeners can maybe urge themselves to get into the tournament world. You know, we need younger people to jump into the tournament world and begin to fish so that the younger generation can see that it is possible to do what Hayden Jeffries is doing. You know, he's 22 years old, and so many people will tell you that you just can't make a living in the crappie industry yet. Well, I mean, Hayden Jeffries is a prime example. With the amount of money he made in 2022, he made a living off of it. So, what he is doing and the way he carries himself, if he continues to carry himself in the way that he does now, he's going to go a long ways in the crappie world.
He'll go a long ways in just regular world.
The regular world, you know, and he's getting his degree and whatnot. I think he had one more class, the last I heard, to get his degree, and I can't remember exactly. I think it might have been business. And so he definitely is somebody that our younger generation can look up to because he's not much older than they are. So I'm pretty excited to watch him again this year. I'm not too excited to fish against him because he'll beat me. No, I'm going to work hard to beat him, but he's just a good fisherman. Him and his dad's real laid back. His mom, even, she's awesome. She's at every weigh in nearly. So they're just great people. And, if the young people, young listeners that are on there, if you don't think you can get into the tournament world and do anything, just watch Hayden Jeffries and you'll see you can.
I'll agree with that. Now, this year we've got a little something different going on in the ACT world. Something that, I got to be honest with you, man. I've been thinking about it. So we're going to have marshals. So I said, you know what? I want to learn more about crappie fishing. I want to hang out with some of these guys, get to know a little bit more of them. So I signed up to be a marshal. And then today I get to thinking about it. And I'm like, man, you know, it could be kind of busy being a marshal. I mean, if these guys are going to get on a school of fish, they're going to just be throwing fish at me, you know, one after the other.
That's right. And so, you know, you get into this new format, and so this new format's a catch weigh release, which is a lot like the MLF is in the bass world. And so, you know, and I'm going to tell you, it's going to be an adjustment for a lot of the anglers on this trail, because it's brand new. And so it's not something that they've done. They've done a 7-fish limit for years and years in the past. And so, this is going to be something you'll get to see these fishermen get out there and you'll learn how to catch numbers of fish as well. You know, if you go to a regular tournament, say you go to a Crappie Masters Elite, you were a marshal if they had them, you would get in the boat and you learn how to catch the seven big fish. You're looking for 7 bites, right? And so it's going to be kind of a slow day. Sometimes it's slow, sometimes it's pretty fast paced, but it's looking for a slow day because you're only looking for 7 big bites. And so that doesn't really teach you the everyday weekenders and everyday fishermen how to catch a bunch of fish and what they do. But with this new format of catchway release, you're going to see lots of fish caught. You're going to see guys that'll pull up to a tree, and it doesn't matter if there's 1 2-pounder, but if there's 15 150s on it, you're going to watch these guys try to pull all 16 fish off that tree. And so it's going to be an absolute blast on the water for sure.
So, you know, I was thinking today, what do you think the tactic would, is everybody would, or some people would try to go? I thought, you know, there's probably 3 strategies that somebody would use. That's go out and try to, you know, catch quantity, you know, and just rack up. Are they going after quality, or would they go after a combination of both?
Man, that's a hard question, you know, when it would kind of depend on their pre-fish days. That's how I would probably determine how I would do it. And so I'm going to say it's probably going to determine off of those pros pre-fish days, how they see. If they see that there's a lot of fish biting and not a lot of size, they're probably just going to go out and try to smack the numbers and just catch as many fish as they can possibly catch. If they get out there and they realize that there's a lot of size out there, then they're probably going to try, or I would be like, man, I've seen 20, you know, pound 70 to 2 pound fish in these areas, and I think I'm going to go try and catch those so that my weight, I don't have to catch as many, but if I just catch 15 of those, then I'm going to have a super heavy weight, you know. And so it's one of those things that I think it's going to be determined off of their pre-fish days, on what they see on the lake. They'll kind of be able to determine, do I need to look for just big fish, or do I need to go catch as many fish as I can catch? And I mean, my tactic starting out, even if I had a pre-fish day that was a good one, I would probably go out and catch as many fish as I can catch, you know, cause you start talking, if you're throwing a fish in every couple minutes, you're going to rack up some weight mm-hmm. in a hurry.
That's right. Now, let me ask you this. Do we know yet if it's going to be real-time update like MLF, or how are we going to do that?
I'm not going to completely answer that, because I'm not completely sure. The last I had heard is possibly it would be the leaderboard would be updated. I believe it's probably going to be required by the angler to make sure he updates his weight. That's the guess, because I think there's going to be probably a rule that states somewhere in there that you can only put so many fish in the boat, you know, before us, you know, I don't think you'll be able to just set on a school and both of you be your teammates and both of you just keep pulling fish in, you know, mm-hmm. one guy weighing and the other, you know, I think, there's going to be some rules, but I'm not 100% sure yet. I haven't been, updated on that, but, there's going to be probably some rules on it. And last I had heard, there was going to be a leaderboard, but I think maybe the anglers would have to be updating that to keep up with the update. It'll be nice to be able to see.
Yeah,
it will be live footage, though. You will get live footage of the anglers on the water. I think there'll be 4 live cameras somewhere in there. There'll be live footage all day of anglers on the water. So it's going to be pretty impressive and a great time.
Yeah, it's got to be, because, you know, it's one thing to be out there fishing in anticipation of what other people are going to be bringing to the weigh-in. It's a whole other ball of wax to be fishing, knowing exactly somebody's out there pounding them, and you're barely catching anything.
Yeah,
it's
got to
be a lot of pressure.
And the camera deal, you know, I may have got that wrong. That may just be the elite with the cameras. But the live leaderboard of being able to look down as an angler and say, man, Hayden Jeffries has got 40 pounds, you know, he's sitting somewhere and just smashing the face off of him, and I'm struggling to catch the 20 pounds that I have, you know, because I'm going to say you're going to see some huge weights. You're going to see some weights that are absolutely outstanding. So yeah, that live leaderboard is going to be something that, as an angler, it can get in your head. It can definitely get in your head. And so it'd be something to, it's going to be fun to watch how the anglers react to that leaderboard.
That's right.
Being able to maybe know that, man, somebody's killing them and I'm struggling a little worse than they are.
In 2023, time is a valuable thing, and nobody knows this better than the guys at Ludwig Marine. Mitch Ludwig came from working 10 years as a millwright on a swing shift schedule to being a small business owner, and he fully understands how precious time can be for today's fishermen. Dealing in Ranger, Triton, War Eagle, Mercury, Yamaha, Tahatsu, Honda, Gator Tail, Copperhead, and now Reaper Boats. For all your boating needs, call Ludwig Marine at 318-545-5595 or go see them at either of their 2 locations. 110 Old Highway 15 in Farmerville, or on U.S. Highway 165 South in Monroe. Now, we're going to have marshals for every boat. Tell the guys where they can register for that.
Yeah, absolutely. We're going to have a marshal in. So I don't know if you've seen on Facebook tonight, and it might have been earlier today, it was posted by ACT that you can register now for the tournaments, the first 2. I think it's Darbonne and Grenada, right? Mm-hmm. And so you can get registered to fish those. But they're only taking the first 50 boats. So we're going to have hopefully 50 marshals in the boats with each one of those anglers. Now, as a marshal, you will be in the boat. It's a 2-day tournament. and you will be in the boat with two different pros. The first day you'll be in with one pro, and the day two you'll be in with a different pro. And so to become a marshal, it's going to be something that you just wouldn't get to do all the time. You know, you don't just go ride around in a boat for free with professionals anymore. You know, you got your guides, and they're going to charge you money to be in the boat with them. So it's going to be completely free to the marshals. They get to be in the boat with two separate anglers, hang out with all of the pros all weekend long, some of the greatest crappie fishermen in the country. They're going to be able to hang out with them all weekend long. And all you have to do is go to actfishing.com. When you get in there to actfishing.com, you're going to hit the Marshall tab. And when you hit the Marshall tab, you're going to scroll down to, I think it's register now or enroll now. You'll click that. You'll fill out all your information and pick the lakes in which you will want to marshal. And so you can pick one, two, or you can pick every one of them. If I were you, I'd recommend definitely, if you're going to become a marshal, try to get in on at least three of these lakes and watch these guys fish. I mean, if you can swing it and you can get into all of them, you're going to learn more than you ever thought you could. Definitely going to, you'll gain some knowledge from these individuals. They know exactly what they're doing and how to do it. So all you got to do is go to actfishing.com, go to the Marshall tab, scroll down to enroll now, enroll, fill out all your information, pick your lake, and it's absolutely free. And you come down there and hang out in the boat with a couple professionals each weekend.
Yeah, and the age limit is 16, but you got to have a parental consent. And then at 18.
Age limit 16 with a parent signing off for you.
So hint, hint, if you've got anybody that's a high school fisherman on a high school team, you want to, you know, learn a little bit. This is ideal. This is perfect. The only problem, and the kids will like this. They got to get out of school on a Friday. They'll like that. Yeah. But I'm telling you, it's a very, very good learning experience. I signed up because for the leadoff one right here in Darbonne, so that I can learn our lake and I can learn some of these guys a little bit and learn something, man. It's all about, you know, getting out there, educating yourself and having a good time. And that's
exactly
what's going
to happen.
Absolutely.
Then you can come hang out. You can hang out afterwards at Rhett's Tails and Shells with us and enjoy some crawfish with us and visit with all of us, all the pros and we'll all be there hanging out. It's going to be a great time and definitely a great time for those. You know, if you do have a 16-year-old high school kid that would like to get in the boat with a professional, and maybe they are a bass fisherman, but they see all these bass fishermen on TV, and so that's what makes these younger generations pursue that. But we definitely need to show them this crappie world. Let them get in the boat and see how intense and exciting the crappie fishing can be.
That's right. That's exactly right. So we're leading off January the 27th, 28th, Lake Darbonne, right here in North Louisiana. You mentioned Darbonne earlier. How do you like Darbonne?
I love Darbonne. I didn't like it. I didn't like it in 2022. Because we had that cold snap come through and it was pouring rain on us and freezing cold. But that lake is an outstanding fishery. Farmerville, Louisiana is just an outstanding place to be in general. It's definitely one of my favorite lakes to fish. The way it fishes is something that's very impressive. You got times that there's a lot of depressions, and what we call depressions are basically ditches that are in that lake. And you're going to see some anglers. They're going to be fishing those depressions, chasing those fish. You also see anglers that are picking fish off of timber. And so you can kind of fish your strong suit on Darbonne, whether it be chasing Roman fish or whether it be getting into the timber and trying to pick the bigger fish off the timber. And with, of course, the American Crappie Trail, you just find where the numbers are and go get them.
Yeah, that's what's going to happen.
Darbonne is just a... It's an awesome fishery. I mean, you can usually catch a lot of fish. I think the day that Dad and I were there fishing that tournament last year or the year before, whenever it was, we caught, I think, around 30 fish over 2 pounds that day. And so it was just fish after fish after fish. Everywhere you looked, there was another one. They were suspended. So definitely probably one of my favorite places to come just because I like Farmerville.
I got you.
It's an awesome town.
So after that, about next month in February, 17th and 18th, we're going to Grenada Lake in Mississippi. Now that's land of the big boys, right?
Woo, that's land of the 4 pound crappie. We've seen that this last year. We've seen 5 4-pounder winning at Crappie Masters.
Ooh wee.
That's a big fish lake. And so that's right there in Grenada, Mississippi. And It is got timber in it just the same as Darbone does. It's a pretty open lake. They're not huge lakes, but it's got some giant fish in it. And I'm going to say that if you signed up for Darbone, you need to sign up for Grenada too. Grenada is going to be one of those that you will probably see the biggest weights of the year come from that lake, possibly, because we also have Sardis Lake on there and Ross Barnett. So we're sticking in Mississippi quite a bit this year. But Grenada is just an outstanding fishery. And I don't know how these guys will play that one. That one's going to be one that's going to be, that'll be a tough one to see. I can't wait to see how these anglers play out that tournament, because, you're looking at February. And so it's going to be big fish heaven down there. And, so whether they're going to chase those big fish all the time, because I've been on a flat in that lake and seen, and this is not exaggerating at all, I've seen 10 to 23 pound fish on one little flat. So it'll be fun to see how that one plays out for sure.
Okay.
And that would be definitely a fun one to be in the boat with some anglers.
I'm going to have to try to make my schedule work, see because what I you look will like see, on the 17th and 18th for sure.
You will see some giant fish caught in that tournament.
You know, I've got daughters. I don't know what their schedule looks like. If it's, I'm telling you, if it's open, I may ride over there.
You definitely should try and get that one open, because that's going to be a good one.
So let's move on to Ross Barnett. Tell me a little bit about this. This is outside Jackson, isn't it?
Yeah, it's just about 6 miles northeast of Jackson, Mississippi. And I don't know a lot about the lake. I've never been on it, but I know somebody that really knows a lot about that lake, and he's going to be fun to watch in that tournament, and that's Hayden Jeffries.
Oh, yeah.
That is Hayden Jeffries' home lake.
Okay.
So he'll be a fun one to watch. He's caught some big fish out of that lake. And I believe, I don't think there's a Mississippi lake, to be honest with you, that has small fish in it.
Okay.
Because a lot of Mississippi, the way they do their slot limits and their limits in general, how many they can keep, is just, I love the way Mississippi does it. They do a great job.
Now, overhead view of this, I guess it's more of a reservoir, isn't it?
More of a reservoir, yeah.
And it doesn't look just overly large. You know, I looked at it and it kind of looks, I don't know, is it, how big? Do you know how big it is?
I don't know how big it is, actually.
Yeah.
I'm not completely sure on how big that lake is. I know it looks to be a bigger lake.
Okay. Maybe I was wrong.
And so, I mean, I don't know. It might not be that big, none of the lakes we really travel to are that big. You know, you go Grenada, I think it's around 30,000 acres, and Darbone's not much bigger than that. It might be a little smaller than that.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. And so I think they're all going to run about the same.
Okay.
So they're not going to be huge lakes like, you know, Crappie Masters Elite. It comes to Eufaula, and Eufaula here where I live, it's 102,000 surface acres. So,
okay.
It's a giant.
yeah, to say the least. Now, after Ross Barnett, we move on in April. We go to Sardis Lake outside of Oxford.
Yeah, outside of Oxford there, Sardis Lake is going to be another one that will be fun to be in. I have fished it when I was about, I don't know, 10 or 11, I fished it. My uncle lives right there in Mississippi, so he lives pretty close to that lake, and that's the lake he fishes. And we pulled crankbaits. And so... it'll be fun to see how they play that one out. You're gonna see a lot of. I think what you'll see in this format also is I need to mention this. I think you'll see maybe some of those spider riggers back in there.
Yeah.
Putting out their spider rigging rods and having as many poles as they can possibly have out to catch as many fish as they can.
I noticed comments when the post was made, there was some guys talking about that. That was really interesting. That may come back out.
Yeah, they may be bringing those back into the picture. You know, there's still guys that do it today on all the trails, but it's kind of went to a single pole live scoping game, and I think this format's going to basically be able to bring in everybody. You know, you could bring in a weekender, to sign up to fish this thing, and he has a chance. You know, because you're just going out to catch numbers. You're not going out to just try to catch seven big fish like most of these professionals have been known to do in the past. You know, they're looking for seven big ones. And so Sardis is going to be one that I know that gets spider rigged a lot. A lot of people spider rig that lake because it's pretty open. I've seen them pull crankbaits on that lake. And so to see what the anglers are going to do there, it's going to be pretty exciting to see, you know, and all these lakes are going to be exciting to see how the anglers react to them. We know what they're going to do on Grenada, man. They're going to one pole, most of those fish. You may see some spider rigging go on Grenada as well. I think most of your Mississippi lakes are probably known for people spider rigging them. And so Sardis is another one in which, you know, you see it two times, on the schedule because it's also our national championship. Is going to be on Sardis. So definitely a good lake, which all Mississippi lakes are going to be continue to be good.
Yeah. So we take a break after April, for the summertime, and then we pick up over in your neck of the woods at Grand That's Lake right. over in Oklahoma in September. Yeah, tell me about that.
Yeah, about 2 hours north of me. It's in Grove, Oklahoma, is where that lake is located. Grand is, oh, man, I finished second in the tournament on that lake. It is a tough lake, and I am so thankful that Blake and them decided to hold off for the main summer months because the summer on that lake is crazy because of all of the big boats that are on it. It is a deep lake. It's pretty long. It's not real wide, but it's long. It's a river lake. So you're probably going to see some of these anglers run up the river to find maybe big fish stuck to structure on the side of the river channel. You're also going to see a lot of anglers fishing docks on that lake. It's got thousands of docks on it. It's not clear, but it's not dirty. You probably see some black fish caught there, some black crappie. Probably see them caught there. It's going to be exciting because I don't know how many of these anglers have ever been on Grand. And so definitely one that you probably see a lot of numbers come from. Maybe not a lot of big fish, but a lot of numbers can be caught there.
Would the spider rigging do well on Grand, or will it be more like what we're seeing now?
I would say, I don't know. I don't know that you can pull over the top of them fish. A lot of the guys on Grand will be casting.
I guess.
They'll be pulling the 6 to 8 foot rods out and casting into schools of fish. They school up big time down there. Or shooting docks, you know. They'll be shooting docks to catch them.
Okay.
So it's going to be a good time to be. If you want to learn how to cast a fish, that lake probably one you'd learn how to cast a fish if you were in the boat with any of these professionals.
I got you. And then to follow it up, like you said, with the championship, going back to Sardis. Now, how different do you think this lake will fish 6 months after the April tournament?
And so the championship's what, in October?
Yeah, yeah.
So it's in October, and we go to Sardis in – also, we're there when?
April.
Whoo! I don't know how much of a difference it's going to change. It will change through the summer months and whatnot, but about October is when those fish get ready to start feeding back up for the winter, right?
Mm-hmm.
So about when fall kicks in, you'll start. So I don't know. Those fish are probably going to be acting pretty much the same.
Okay.
I don't think there'll be much of a difference in the way they act. Now the size might be a little different. You might see some bigger fish caught maybe in the fall, depending on how hard the winter is. Or how hard the summer is on them, how much weight they lose. You may see some lighter. You may see lighter weights because, you know, they'll be fat for that spawn time. They may lose some weight over the summer, just depending on how hard summer hits Mississippi there. If it really warms that water up a lot and makes those fish lethargic, where they don't want to eat or whatever it may be. But honestly, I just don't see it changing that much. I think the bite's going to be pretty similar.
Okay.
Maybe a little more hungry in October. Maybe a little more hungry. They may attack a bait a little harder than they do early.
Okay. I'm telling you, I can't wait to see how this plays out this year. You know, I may get you on here a couple more times after a couple tournaments just to see, you know, how things went, kind of get some behind the scenes stories, you know, all that good stuff that you get. So it'll be a fun time for sure.
I'm truly excited about it. And I hope all of you guys that are listening will come out and at least watch the tournaments. Like I said, we come to Darbone at the end of this month, and we're going to have the weigh-ins right there at Red's Tails and Shells. So you'll want to come be a part of that if you're not going to marshal. But I'm asking all of you to, if you're not a marshal yet and you want to be on the boat with some amazing fishermen, this is your opportunity to get on the boat with these guys for free and learn a lot of tips and tricks.
Now, you said earlier the weekend guys have a good chance of winning. How does somebody go into signing up for one of these tournaments?
basically just go into the ACT, American Crappie Show, actfishing.com. You can, of course, pay your membership and then go to whichever tournament you would like and register for it, as the registration is open right now for Darbone and Grenada. So I can tell you that it's going to fill up fast because you have guys that have followed the trail for years. They've been fishing this trail, and it's their trail, and that's what they like to fish. And so as soon as that registration come out, they're on it. So all you got to do is go into Facebook. You can see the link. They got the link on their Facebook page, American Crappie Trail, ACT. You can find it on Facebook, but actfishing.com. You can also register. Of course, there'll be a membership to become a part of American Crappie Trail, and then you'll be able to sign up for the tournaments you want.
Well, dude, I appreciate you tonight, man. I really got a lot of good information, put a lot of good information in front of people. Hopefully we get some participation from the Marshall aspect, and I know for a fact it's going to be a good time. There's no doubt in my mind about that.
Absolutely going to be a blast. I'm looking forward to it, and hope to see everyone out there supporting these anglers and supporting those businesses that are supporting us.
Yes, sir. Hey, look, let me ask you something real quick. You got any housekeeping you want to take care of with, like, sponsorships, people that help you out during the year?
Man, I got a lot to help me out during the year. I would definitely like to mention that for my side of it as an angler. But, you know, there's a lot of big sponsors, and I couldn't name them all for the American Crappie Trail. So I'm going to say this for the American Crappie Trail. I want to thank each one of you, the sponsors that support that trail, as I haven't had you all memorized yet. But I want to thank each one of them for allowing us to be able to put this on and do what we do. Now, on the angler side of it for me, I'm going to thank my sponsors. I'd like to thank 1039 Fishing, which is a brand new rod company coming to the market. It is designed by me and my dad. So these rods will be coming out hopefully about the middle of March. You'll be seeing me on social media, messing with these rods all over social media for the next few months, as I have prototypes, and the rod should be here about middle of March. Definitely going to be an exciting thing there. So I want to thank 1039, main sponsor for us. Kurt and Sean Bullock are the owner of them. I also want to thank K9 Fishing. They're another one that helps us out. But Tahlequah Drug here in my home state, they really have helped us a lot. Getting traveling the country, it costs a lot, and they help us out a lot. So who else do I got? I have also Skinny Water Marines, if you're looking for a lithium battery out there to put in your brand new boat or into your used boat, so you can keep live scoping for hours on end without worrying about your batteries running dead. We run our trolling motors on 8 to 10 all the time, all 6 to 7 hours of a tournament, and never go dead because we are using Skinny Water Marine lithiums. You can look them up at skinnywatermarine.com or go to their Facebook page. Also want to thank Bonemaker Outdoors. Bonemaker Outdoors, one of the most universal seasonings out there. You can use it on anything that you cook. Who else we got? We got Operation Freedom Outdoors here at home. Big Daddy Lures. Oh, man, I'm trying to remember them all so I don't get in trouble by somebody. You know what I mean? It's one of those things.
I know exactly what you mean. I should have prepped you for it.
Yeah, I'm not prepped for it. Who else do I have? Guaranteed Pest Control. Right here in Eufaula, Oklahoma, Guaranteed Pest Control. My father-in-law owns them. They will take care of all your pest needs here in Eufaula and the surrounding areas. Also want to thank Stowaway Mounts. You got a mount on your boat for your graph, which all of us should have. If you want the best mount on the market, get Stowaway, Stowaway Mounts, and it will absolutely be a mount that you won't forget. It lays down on your floor, gets completely out of your view when you're driving. And I believe that's all.
That'll work, man. That'll work.
I think that's all of them I got for this year anyways. And most of all, I want to thank my number one sponsor, and that's my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Absolutely, bro.
If it wasn't for him, I couldn't do any of it, and I wouldn't have the ability to do what we do. So definitely want to thank him first and foremost, and my family at home that supports me. I got two kids and a wife, and my wife holds it down when I'm traveling the country basically 4 weekends a month.
Yes, sir. Hey, I tell you, man, I'm glad you got that in there. You're a preacher by trade. Sir. I like that, man.
That's right. I'm a preacher by trade, and that's what I've done since I was 16 years old. I answered a call to preach, so that's what I God has been the center of my life for a long time, and because I couldn't do what I do without him.
Well, I tell you what, man, you're a fisherman of crappie, and you're a fisher of men. I like that.
That's right. Matthew 4:19, follow me and I'll make you fishers of men.
That's right. All right, dude. Well, hey, man, I appreciate your time tonight. We got some good information, and I hope I get you on here pretty soon again, because it was a good time. I appreciate you taking time.
Absolutely. Anytime you want me on, you can holler at me and we'll do this again.
Man, can you believe a crappie series is going to follow the MLF format? This should be interesting. I like it. I'm going to be a marshal. I'm probably going to be busy, but it should be fun. So, hope to have Keaton back on a little bit later on. I like the crappie fishing talk. I like the guys that are pros in the tournaments. It's a good time. I think it'll bring some good information for you guys. That's why you're here. I may have to change this podcast. I may have to change the name of it. So, who knows? Anyway, I hope you guys like this. Keep following the American Crappie Trail. Go to their Facebook page, like that. Like their Facebook page. These guys know what they're doing when it comes to putting crappie in the boat. So, this is the Antlers and Hicks podcast. My name is Greg Hicks. And as always, I'm going to encourage you guys to live life past 20 yards. We'll see you next time.